Ready?
Thank you. Yes, sir.
Get a hold of Senator Ellender and see if they've finished eating. I'd like to come up there and eat with them if we can. Get my car right quick. Got it. I thought somebody was going to tell me it's nearly 2 o'clock.
Thank you, Senator.
If they're through, the meeting is 1 o'clock, but I'd like to run up there and eat.
Thank you, Senator Anderson's on 9-0.
Clint.
Yes, sir.
How you feeling?
Fine. I came up for you, said to get here.
Yeah, I got to have you on that drafting committee to keep those boys from going crazy, but I got another problem for you now.
All right.
Mike Mansfield is going to kind of be my leader, but I've got to have one or two fellows to make a little trio committee for me to run that convention for the president, and I want to... I got him down here this morning and told him that I would get you and I would get Abe Rivikoff, and you kind of have to watch the motions and see what's happening and be prepared parliamentary-wise, but primarily the TV is always interviewing and wanting to know what you're going to do and what's the reaction to this and how it's going to be happening. I don't want anybody speaking for me that's not pretty experienced and that doesn't have a good... image. I saw you on the other day, TV, and if you can just go on and your platform will be out of the way, but I'd like for you to stand in for Mike some. It won't be around the clock, but it'll be some key times, and you and Abe tell them what's happening, give out interviews, and speak for the administration. I know you're not getting in trouble, but just kind of be a floor leader for me.
All right, now let me ask you one question, if I may.
Yeah.
They've already been at me on this question of apportionment, what to do about apportionment. I said, well, I can't imagine how it'd be easy to get a platform plank that met the 3 or 4 different positions. There's a House position, there's a Senate position of Mansfield and Dirksen, there's opposition in both places to both positions. There's still other people who don't think it belongs on his rider. I don't see how to compose those at all. Is that what you have?
That's exactly, and what I'd say is this, that the Senate's going back next week to take this up. The House has acted, and the Senate will discuss it, and it'll be disposed of in the Congress, and why put something in the platform in November? It's going to be acted on here in August. And it's got no business in there, because all it could do is lose us a vote. It couldn't make us one, and they're going to go back there anyway to act on it, and it'll be moot by the time they get the platform printed.
Fine, now you got to have to watch one fellow. If you don't mind, I'll talk to him pretty strongly. That's Joe Clark.
Yeah, well, I've already talked to him, and I wished you wouldn't. I told him, please, let's try to beat Goldwater. Let's don't try to help him. Right. And that's just a little old fellow like Carl Albert. Hell, let's abolish his district. And if they're going to do it, let's let the Congress do it. Let's don't let the president do it in the platform.
All right, I'll get to work.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Now, I'll have to tell Mike to get in touch with you. And you be there and watch that floor and take care of it.
I got nothing to do with you.
I'll be right on the phone anytime you want me.
All right, thank you, President.
Waiting.